Dave McQueen. I'm from Marino, and we're working together for the last 10 years.
James Swan. I'm from Santry originally.
We are originally working together over 10 years ago now, around 14 years ago. We were working in a commercial gym together.
Yeah.
So that's where we first set eyes on each other.
Dave McQueen and James Swan own and run The Edge Personal Training Studio in Clontarf. Since they opened in 2009, they've launched a range of health food supplements and opened their own restaurant, Fuel, also in Clontarf. When did you first think about opening your own place?
So it was something that was kind of brewing in the background for a couple of years, to be honest. And it was a combination of factors in the end that led us to opening our own place. The right timing, the right location, and then loan approval really from Megaport was important. But the three of them kind of all seemed to happen around the right time for us.
So we made a decision on a Friday, and by Monday we had signed our lease, and by Tuesday we had building work.
What was it like on the first day that you opened up?
We were partly working as sole traders, but yeah, it's a big difference. That I think when we first opened up, we'd borrowed dumbbells from a friend of ours, and we had bits of equipment here and there, just to get us off the ground really at the start. But no, the responsibility of it and the excitement at the time was awesome. You know, it was kind of what still drives us today really.
It was enough to keep you working 12, 14 hour days.
Yeah.
At the start, we never really took a day off at the start, and we take a very little time off at the moment. We're kind of getting better. It's more true necessity that we take time off now, but the passion is still there to drive the company even further.
Did you always believe that The Edge would be a success?
I think we kind of our mentality and our approach would be very much we'll make it work one way or another.
We both of us don't come from wealthy backgrounds. So I had no financial backing, he has no financial backing from parents or relatives.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, as Dave said at the start, kind of a do or die situation where we had to make it work.
We're primarily a personal training studio, and we have a class schedule. So that's essentially what we do. We do one-on-ones, two-on-ones, small group training, and then we have a general group class schedule, a weekly class schedule. We're very focused on our clients. We have been since day one. Without our clients, there is no Edge, there is no business. So we're very much client focused. We focus more on retention than gaining new clients. That's always been our main focus, is making sure that we keep clients, keep them happy, get them the results that they want, and provide the services that they expect. And from there, word of mouth will hopefully grow our business. But that's kind of been our approach since the very start.
What kind of challenges have you faced along the way?
I would say for us, where we are at now, I think you have different obstacles at different stages of a business. And as the business grows or progresses, then the challenges change all the time. So at the start, it was probably financial capital at the start to get going, then creating business. But now at the moment, I think our biggest challenge and that we spend a lot of time on is our staff, because they are our frontline staff, are our business. To see lads progress from where they start off with to where they are now, how they change both their own personalities as they grow as a person, as they become more knowledgeable and more educated. So I think staffing, both recruitment and development, is probably where we would spend most of our time.
And what's been your darkest hour, or have you had one?
I wouldn't say darkest hour, as in we thought the world was going to come down on us, but it was more
knowing
what to do with money.
Yeah.
I know it's, obviously it sounds strange, but knowing how to spend money, knowing like accounts, for me personally, accounts was something I had no dealings with. So knowing the differences in different tax rates that we have for different services, knowing the difference between our net and our gross, knowing what we have to spend and
just
kind of narrowing that down.
What are you most proud of?
Just the business in general as a whole. Like we went from myself and James, just the two of us, opening up to kind of having seven staff working for us at the moment. with a view of probably an 8 by the end of the year, how the business has grown, how well it runs, on top of the day-to-day, like the clients and what we're supposed to be doing in terms of getting clients' results. But definitely just the team. It's great to have built such a steady business, a strong business, from where we were to where we are now.
What kind of marketing have you done?
We never spent a penny on advertising or marketing at all. We relied purely on word of mouth, and our clients kind of spreading the word about us. We spend a little bit now on social media, just to kind of keep you relative, really. But James would be the man looking after all that. I wouldn't really have a clue now.
So like, we'll ask James.
Facebook is great for us. We do. Yeah. We get a great response out of Facebook.
Your page there, obviously.
Yeah. So we have upwards of 9,000 followers, I think, on Facebook. Yeah.
Newspapers did nothing.
Yeah.
Post on the post, we did a campaign show on post, which was actually quite good.
That was actually the one of the most successful.
Yeah, that kind of was a great launch to a lot of our classes, but predominantly again, it's word of mouth. But second to that, Facebook is probably a sure bet for us.
You've also opened a restaurant, haven't you?
Yeah, we opened Fuel Clontarf around two years now,
mm-hmm.
2 years ago. So it's to complement what we do, really. It's a health food restaurant. So that's been running the last 2 years, and we saw the opportunity in terms of a premises and kind of went for it. Same setup, really, with here. We saw it was something that James particularly was always driven for. He always kind of had his eye set on some sort of food, something in the food industry.
We kind of thought of it like this triage effect where we could, because the biggest aspect, and you probably heard the saying 1,000 times, it's 80% in the kitchen. So the hardest thing we come across is finding places where people can eat real food that we want them to eat. And that was kind of the driving force towards what we wanted to do. The food industry is a very, very different industry.
Yeah.
It's something that we like the idea of opening. We had absolutely no idea of how hard it would be. Obviously, like having a product that goes off in a few days is hard to get your head around. And I have a client that's in the food industry, and his saying was, if you want to make a small fortune in the food industry, start with a large one. And we did that.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot.
Yeah.
We've learned a huge amount.
What's it like working so closely as business partners?
We see each other more than we do our wives and girlfriends.
Yeah.
I think James probably gets the short end of the straw there. He'd be quite laid back and
right.
More mellow, and I'd be not so.
Again, it's getting used to each other. Yeah, like because we are around each other a lot, it's kind of that. At the start, you might have a conflicting personality, and we did, and we had arguments and these kind of things. But the end goal
the
end goal.
What did you argue about?
Can't tell you.
James eating an apple was our first rail.
Yeah.
It's the little things.
It was the little things, but from like we both compete in different sports, and obviously Dave has kids, so we know the things in our lives that are important to us. So when we come in here, we get our things done. We're friends in here, so that makes an enormous difference when you can get on with somebody. But we know what's important to each other. We know now what our strengths and weaknesses are, and rather than kind of arguing each other over like why isn't this done or why isn't that done, he does his thing, I do my thing, it complements each other, and that's what works for us.
So no screaming rows then?
No, we haven't had
a while.
That hasn't been one in a long time. There was a few, but not in a while.
You're not sick of each other then?
I always said to James when we opened the restaurant Fuel, I wouldn't do it with anyone else. So I think that kind of is that's testament to how well things have gone between the two of us.
Thanks very much.